Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
I drove Jimmy into work for the last time this morning.
We'll see.
And he got me nothing.
No present.
No gifts.
No McDonald's breakfast.
Nothing.
I didn't
fart in the car. That's his gift.
Yeah.
We have a new appliance. We'll talk about that later. We have a new appliance in the control room. By the way, Grant, don't plug that in.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually a little afraid of it being this close to me.
New headstones. I think they got an album coming out early 2023. This gets us going this morning. Everything or Nothing at All. Sounds like Headstones tune to me.
This one going out to Billy Bob Dean, who requests Headstones every day.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
So we'll do what the tweet does. But for the topic, we'll just get people to pick one of the list of 20. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can only choose three of these popular Canadian candy treats. All right. I can see both of you. Your two wheels just turning.
I already got my three. I'm more thinking about who would choose that.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, Jimmy.
All right. Well, then I'll go last. Jimmy and I are pretty simpatico on this stuff, though, too.
Some old man tastes sometimes.
Yeah. Like for me, there's like about four or five that jump out right away that I'm all over. And then I'm struggling with. With some of the smaller ones. Like, yeah. Okay, so should we go through and name them all? What's that first one?
All 20. Chicken bones. I don't know what chicken bones are.
I don't know what that is. Maybe that's an Eastern thing.
It might be, yeah. It's weird. I've never seen it in my life. Yeah. Chicken bones.
Arrow
cinnamon bar. Flavored hard candy. So, yeah, chicken bones, Arrow, caramel, Smarties, Coffee Crisp, Bounty, Big Turk,
yes.
Mr. Big, Dairy Milk, Eat More, Crunchy, Macintosh Toffee, Glossette Raisins, Wonder Bar, Crispy Crunch, Jersey Milk, Maltesers, Thrills Gum, Crunch, and Cherry Blossoms. You know, the dusty ones in the box?
Yeah.
They're always covered in dust at the store.
Oh, come on. Cherry Blossoms aren't bad.
They're always covered in dust.
I got my top two. That third one I'm really struggling with because I got like two or three that I would go with the third one. Who's ready to go?
I can go.
I'm struggling with the third. There's two that I...
Yeah, I bet you Jimmy and I are less going to be the same. Okay, so Grant, what are you going with?
Arrow, Coffee Crisp.
Wow.
And Eat More.
Okay, so I'll go Big Turk.
Yuck.
And Eat More.
Okay.
Are my two favorites. And then I'm having a really hard time picking a third because I really like Wonder Bar. I'd probably buy a Dairy Milk before I bought a Wonder Bar. And then a caramel. Ah, damn it!
I had a Dairy Milk the other day and it was delicious.
Dairy Milk is that's a good candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Although the caramel milk. Okay, my three. Big Turk, Eat More, caramel.
Okay.
Big Turk, Eat More, and Crispy Crunch.
Wow, I knew it. I knew Jimmy and I were
going to
be. I
thought for sure Jimmy was taking the raisins.
All right, so I think people know what Canadian treats are. What's your top pick? That's what we'll do for the topic.
Yeah. Now.
The locker room topic of the day.
All right. You only get to choose one of these favorite Canadian candy treats.
A little bit of controversy, I guess, because George said Reese's peanut butter.
The peanut butter. They're not Canadian.
They're not Canadian, but in Canada, we have a different name for them. So does that make them? Like in America, they call them Reese's, and in Canada, it's just Reese.
No.
Doesn't
no.
count?
No, they don't count. They're not Canadian. It's got to be Canadian.
Okay, like Smarties.
Well, I think everybody knows Smarties are Canadian. Yeah. There was a couple on this list that I didn't know were Canadian. Like the Cherry Blossom, I had no idea.
Maltesers, I didn't know were Canadian.
I knew Thrills was a Canadian thing. I think I knew Wonder Bar was. Eat More, I knew was Canadian. I didn't know Bounty was. I did not know that Arrow Bar was a Canadian thing.
Mm-hmm.
So are we getting any texts on this?
Yeah. Okay. We had Veronica saying Arrow is her number one.
Arrow. A lot of people, that's a go-to chocolate bar.
Oh, Scuba Steve, the Cuban lunch.
Okay, not
that's
on
even
this top
that's
20,
even an Albertan one, isn't it?
That's very, very, they just brought it back.
I think it's an Alberta company that
yes.
brought it back.
I started to see them in stores, and remember we talked about it. What is this thing? And people were calling going, yeah, no, that's an old school candy treat that went away that by popular demand is back now.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Good pull, Scuba.
The locker room topic of the day.
Favorite Canadian candy treat. What do you got?
Maltesers and Crunchy.
You're going with the Maltesers.
Crunchy's a good bar.
It's never going to be a front runner.
No.
Right?
But not for me.
It's kind of a dark horse in this conversation. Yeah. What's your name?
Glenn. A couple candy facts. You're talking about Canadian candies?
Yeah.
The Rocket candy?
Mm-hmm. The Rocket. Okay, yeah?
In the States, it has to be called Smarties because it's a patented Canadian name.
I did not know that. So the little, the sugar candies that everyone throws into the Halloween bags?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, chicken bones were originated in the Maritimes. They're more of a Christmas candy than a Halloween candy.
Okay. Well, this isn't a Halloween discussion. It's just about which of the three Canadian treats would you pick. And it's kind of taken off on Twitter and social media. Thanks for the call, though. I appreciate the facts.
No problem.
The locker room topic of the day.
So you have to pick a Canadian candy treat from this list. And we went through the list. I think most people know if the treat that they love is Canadian or not.
We seem to be proud of that.
Yeah, we are.
Especially if you have American friends or family.
Yeah, you can kind of rub it in.
I had family in the States, and every time they'd come visit, they'd like, here's some ketchup chips, take it.
Yeah. But a few of these candy bars have come up that aren't on this list mm-hmm. that are Canadian.
Dustin said Turtles.
I love pecans.
I am a fan.
Okay, Turtles might not necessarily be on this list because you don't always see them in the... They are. They have the small packs, like the three packs
of
them.
Well, they make the bars now and stuff.
Yeah. But generally, this was a box of chocolates that you got at Christmas.
We used to get it for Christmas. My grandma used to love, or still loves, Turtles. But I remember every Christmas she would have a box, always.
Have a box.
Yeah.
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 They're solid.
My dad was a huge fan of the Turtles. And when you said the commercial, we used to sing the song. He would sing the commercial.
Every time White family on. Road trips.
Just on repeat.
Sing it again, kids.
Very funny.
The locker room topic of the day.
You only get to choose three of these Canadian treats is the mm-hmm. social media thing that's been exploding here over the last week or so. And we're kind of tying it into the locker room topic of the day today. Couple of things have come in that are like off the board here.
Yeah, off the board. And we were saying, oh, they're not chocolate bars. But, I mean, on that list,
worth
they
a
had
mention.
Gum. And they had those chicken bone things.
That's a good point.
So Edminian, she said Hawkins Cheesies.
Yeah, good call.
You
I almost bought
them.
Cheesies yesterday.
They're the best brand of Cheesies.
You know why I can't have that stuff in the house?
Because you'll eat it all?
I'll eat the whole bag. Yeah. I'll sit there and
it's like
I
jerky.
Will, yeah, beef jerky. I also had, for a second, it touched my cart, was a bag of corn chips. Which, the same thing, I remember thinking, I got to put these back. Because I'll literally go home tonight, right? And if I get the growlies at about 7:30 when the game starts, I'll literally drink four beer and eat that entire bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll feel like ass. It was a very profitable day for Locke.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I got nothing to sell this morning.
No, you're all out of stuff, are you?
Well, no, I got a couple of things, but I'm not going to.
Just call it in tomorrow when you're moving.
Yeah. Hey, bye, guys, can you give me a plug for...
I'm trying to sell my old...
Facebook Marketplace is the bomb. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
We have been moving and... We're downsizing, so we're getting rid of a ton of stuff, a lot of furniture, and we put it up, and it's gone in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really killed Kijiji.
I was wondering about, because some of the stuff that I have left, like we have a couple of side tables and some like weird stuff. Like I got a couple of... engine
You're
parts.
Sell some stuff now.
Engine parts. From the last time you fixed your car.
But I was wondering, should I put it up on Kijiji too?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been on Kijiji in years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to use Kijiji all the time. Mm-hmm.
Before Facebook Marketplace was a thing.
And then somebody said, you should try it. It's way more effective, Facebook Marketplace. And it is, for whatever reason. I mentioned the microwave that I was trying to sell. As we moved into this new place, mm-hmm. and there was this weird cabinet with a microwave that didn't really fit, but it was brand new. And so we phoned the guy that built the place that we bought it from and said, hey, listen, what did you mean to put in here? And he sent us the specs on it and the trim kit. And of course, we had to get that. So I said to the wife, I said, well, let's just sell the microwave. We can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And so I put that up, but it wasn't selling. I'm not sure why, but it wasn't selling.
I don't
selling.
Think there's a big market for microwaves anymore. But like, everyone wants air
when
fryers.
When you said it was on Marketplace, there's like 100 microwaves
Is
on
there?
There. In
okay.
Edmonton area.
And you know what? It's one of those things where people don't like to buy electronics that could not work.
You can
might
also
not work.
Buy microwaves for so cheap now, too.
Yeah.
If you're just in the, like, if you just need one.
Yeah. This was a $500 plus microwave at Coast Appliance. Mm-hmm. So I put it up for like $200 and just sort of sat there. And Jimmy goes, I need a microwave. So I sold him the microwave yesterday. So I almost made like $400 yesterday on Facebook.
But I was kind of thinking about that microwave. How long's the warranty?
I have no paper.
No,
nothing.
No, but I mean warranty from you.
Oh, if that thing breaks, that's on you. Buyer beware.
Jimmy's plugging it into his dollar store power bars.
No, it's actually plugged directly into the wall.
Anyway, I brought his microwave that when you use it smells like burnt rubber.
Oh, good.
Into the control room. So we now have a microwave. The funny thing about that, too, is to have a look at it. It's behind you. That was a microwave they used in World War II.
I've had it for about eight years.
I'm not sure I'm going to use that.
Honestly.
But look at the cable in the back, because when I unplugged it, the
cable's all starts to
fray. And what's it coated with on the inside?
I did not open it. But it has the gym. If you go go a foot away from it and do this.
Yeah, no, I'm about a foot away from it.
You can smell Jimmy's apartment.
Why is it in here?
It's because you said it would be funny to bring a microwave in
here. Your microwave.
But the thing is, though, is I took the tray out of the bottom, so you can't even use it.
Do you know how many sandwich meats have been in that thing?
Oh, that thing has seen some things.
Yeah.
Me and Pusha T. We're simpatico on this. We're trying to end Arby's shame. They just announced that they have, I don't think I'm going to get my hands on it, though. I went to the webpage. It looks like it's already sold out. Like mm-hmm. Stuff like this is limited edition.
They did a vodka last year, remember?
I do remember.
It had to do with their curly fries.
This is
potato vodka.
This makes more sense to me, though. It's a bourbon, right?
Yeah, so Arby's is releasing a smoked bourbon, which they say can be paired with their meats.
Awesome.
I love that.
It's really smart, actually.
Arby's has taken the whole Arby's shame and everything and really gone with it.
Yeah.
Like, they put out a statement saying they will never be plant-based. They'll never offer a vegan option.
And I am I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm. They created the meat carrot, remember?
Good for them. Good for them. Arby's bourbon, though. I mean, honestly, if I saw this, if I was in a store and I'm wandering around about 10 steps behind my wife.
Yeah.
Waiting to eat or drink. And I saw Arby's bourbon, a sign for Arby's. Come get Arby's. I would be buying that. It wouldn't matter what it cost.
They said the bourbon is smoked with the same real woods, hickory, mesquite, and pecan used to smoke Arby's meats.
Again, Christmas list material, guys. Mm-hmm.
We're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
You sent out a tweet yesterday that's kind of sick, and I agree with that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this yesterday morning, and I was thinking about attendance at football games and stuff, and I know what they're doing. They're trying to build the on-field product and stuff, but I was thinking about the 50-50 and how it used to be a part of the game day experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a thing anymore.
You're right.
Like, you used to go to the game, you'd get your beer and a burger, and then you'd grab a 50-50 ticket, and then you'd find your spot, and it just doesn't happen anymore. So I said, is it just me, or has the you can buy 50-50 tickets, even if you're at home not watching the game, thing really ruined the 50-50 experience for anyone else?
The 50-50 experience. Not ruining 50-50.
No, because they're making more money for charity. I get that.
But are they?
Because I think so. Because, like, even the hockey game was like $100,000 last night I was watching it.
Okay.
But it used to be
exciting.
Well,
that's worth saying.
Yeah.
They're making more money for the charity, so that's a good thing. You're not saying...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the experience of... The fun of 50-50s. Is the fun gone?
Yeah.
Like, it used to be exciting.
You're not wrong.
I said to buy a ticket, and you'd sit down and you'd think, okay, in the third quarter or the fourth quarter, someone in this building is walking out with $50,000.
Well, and the other thing that we used to all do, and I remember this, was we used to at least stick around until they pulled the 50-50 numbers, remember?
Exactly.
And then they'd sit in our seats,
call the numbers, and then you'd see tickets everywhere.
Yeah, everybody would throw
leaving.
Their tickets, and then we'd head to the, you know, if we're down by 56, right? We'd head to the exits, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you'd think, wow, so you'd be sitting in the stadium going, like, someone is walking away with a good chunk of change right now.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of turned into any other lottery.
Yeah.
And also, like, because of the way they do it, if you don't buy a bulk amount of tickets, you're probably not going to win. So
you can't just buy
you can buy your single ticket, but your odds are...
Pretty
reduced, yeah. And people were saying, like, it's more money, you can win now. But, yeah, your odds of winning have gone way down.
But one thing that the Elks do that I think is kind of cool is those other side prizes that you can get with the 50-50,
yeah.
With them doing it on.
We're not crapping on 50-50s.
No, but I'm just saying that they're making it.
Yeah, I get it.
We're just talking about the thrill of the 50-50 is kind of gone.
Grant's not wrong. I've thought this as well. There used to be this anticipation. I got to get to the game. I'm looking forward to the hot dog. I'm looking forward to the beer. I'm looking forward to
the
50-50. Now all that's gone.
And that's every sporting event. World Juniors.
Yes, all of
them. That's everything.
I like it this way because I'm not a fan of standing in line. And you're standing in line for perfectly good, during perfectly good time, you could be standing in a beer line. Lineup.
But I like the 50-50 even if it doesn't matter the amount of money to me. We used to do one at work here, which is illegal. But it would be like $75 is up for grabs. And it was exciting. People would buy tickets. Yeah, we would do a reverse draw. You go to a little, like a minor league hockey game, and you get an arm of tickets for $10.
Yes,
and you're going to win $50 or whatever it is. It's exciting.
We used to do socials in Winnipeg. I'd never heard of them until I moved there. And they have them to pay for their weddings,
yeah,
right?
The socials are
so they have parties.
The best scam ever in Manitoba.
Oh, yeah. But there'd always be a 50-50 on top of the silent auction items, right? That they ran around the city and got donated from all these businesses.
Locker Room presents the Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
It's kind of a sad day today as a major piece of history has been damaged. Japan's oldest toilet, which dates back 500 years, one of the oldest toilets in the world, has been damaged. It was damaged when a driver backed his car into it. He was visited and he accidentally ran into it. Thankfully, no one was on it at the time. The site of the world's oldest toilet is a sacred area. And for generations now, public washroom enthusiasts have been making the pilgrimage to Japan to relieve themselves on those holy grounds. Our very own Lachlan Cross, who keeps a journal of all his favorite public places to poop.
Pooh is actually heading there this week. This is his last day of work this week.
Yeah.
It's a trip he originally planned to do a couple of years ago for his 50th birthday. That was delayed because of Coors 19. And now he's going to live out his dream. So he'll be flying tonight to Japan, eating a diet of beans, prunes, coffee, and cigarettes on the plane. And once he arrives there, he'll make the trek to the 500-year-old toilet. So hopefully that damage is obviously repaired by then. As he gets close to the site of the toilet, Lachlan will then enter into a meditative state before fulfilling his lifelong dream of using Japan's oldest toilet. It does sound cool. It's actually got the world's first bidet as well. It's just a dude named Larry with a garden hose, but it works. The world's best engineers are at work today to repair it, so here's hoping Locke's trip will be saved.
I'm going to poo in Japan.
The Grant Report is brought to you by our merchandise page, featuring our famous Welcome to Edmonton, Sorry About Your Catalytic Converter t-shirts. Text Jimmy now for the link to shop.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Rock.
Hey, you know, the 50-50 thing. Yeah, I agree with Grant there. You know, the whole experience has kind of been soured by getting it out of house. I think they should have a certain amount of 50-50 ticket sellers at the arena selling just 50-50 in-house 50-50s so that the people at the game still have that experience. You know what I mean?
A lot of people have said that on my Twitter, like they should have two 50-50s.
I don't hate
one
that.
One online, one at the game.
Yeah, well, yeah, you win it online, you win that.
All these events everywhere. Everybody always has a 50-50 at some sort of event. And that, like you say, that's part of the experience. It's part of the fun of getting involved in whatever. And it still all goes to charity.
But somebody was saying...
Two separate ones would be a much better idea.
Somebody was saying that their uncle won the 50-50 one time at a football game. And it was like, you have 10 minutes to get to the office to collect it.
Yeah.
And then they just gave him a garbage bag full of cash.
Nice. All right, thanks for the call, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
What did you say about the 50-50 for the...
It wasn't won last time or claimed, so it's carried over. So it's starting at 49,000.
At the Elks game.
At the Elks game on Friday. Get your 50-50 right now. You can buy them online.
Not yet. It's not open till...
What? No, it's open for the week. It opens up a week before.
October 21st at 9 a.m. That's what it says online.
What day is it? 20?
It's the 19th.
When's the game?
Friday.
21st. Why do you always do this? It's been a week. It's been a week all season. Why does he always have different information than I have? Grant, help me out here before.
I'm trying to look. I don't know. He says he's reading it on the website.
Which website? He could be on the Chinese
Joe Elks
website.
Click on the 50-50 key and it says...
Haven't they been selling 50-50 for a week?
I know they were.
They just change it? And Jimmy
but maybe
just
because of the last game. It's the last game.
It's on sale October 21st, 9 a.m.
All right. Okay. All right. I apologize, Jimmy.
He's got 10 years of high school, 1 month of university, most educated member of the show.
And now Jimmy explains.
So, astronomers have found the most powerful explosion ever from space.
The Big Bang.
Ooh.
No, what it was is they actually witnessed the... it was a blast. It was on October the 9th, but it was 2.4 billion years, light years away.
Is this new telescope that... Because there's news, like, every week about...
This was stuff from the Swift Observatory.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is that the one in Hawaii, maybe?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
But what it is they're saying it was a star going supernova.
Okay.
And so what happens is when a star goes supernova, it's basically dying. It collapses in on itself.
It implodes, yeah.
It implodes.
I learned that from Star Trek.
It releases a huge amount of energy. But in doing so, it creates a black hole.
Okay.
So
now we can time travel. How close is it?
2.4 billion light years away.
Yeah, can't
from
we
Earth.
Shoot Matthew McConaughey through that thing?
Worth a try.
He'll find out the secrets of the universe for us, do some time traveling.
Yeah. So how does this impact us?
No, it's just something that they...
Are we going to get witnessed. A wave here soon?
It's just something tides. That they witnessed. It, you know, it causes a gamma ray burst, and it's caused by these explosions.
So it sounds cooler than it actually is.
All right.
Black holes, gamma rays.
But there's tons of
stars imploding.
There's tons of black holes in our universe, but I think this is one that where they actually witnessed it.
Sort of saw it.
And saw the, registered the gamma rays and stuff like that.
There we go. Did they have a name for it?
Aliens.
It's a weird name of it's a number.
I watched an interview last night.
It's the name of Elon Musk's new kid.
I watched an interview last night from a guy who claims to have seen, he was working for the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And legit guy. Like, legit.
Yeah.
Not crazy. Doesn't look like he's on drugs. Looks like he gets enough sleep. Had his hair combed.
Okay. You know,
like, young guy.
Normal looking.
Normal. Like, very intelligent, and I'm like, wow, like, how can you not believe this guy's account?
I still, like, even though if they look normal and stuff, there's still that part of me that's like, crazy, you're insane, you're lying to me, even though I want to believe in aliens.
I believed this guy. I totally did.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Okay, it happened.
It happened in real life in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm not that scared of snakes, but there's just something about the idea that if a snake was, like, slithering through the aisles of the plane, that would be the next level for me.
You know when I'm afraid of them is when they're in water. Something about them swimming just terrifies me.
I've heard snakes can go really fast in the water.
Oh yeah,
you're from like the snake pit,
garter snake. So, but yeah, about 10 minutes from where I grew up, there's a snake pit. Garter. It's actually where they had the first.
I've seen pictures of it.
Posting of the RCMP in Canada or something like that. And they had their fort there, the RCMP, and they moved it because of the snakes.
That bad.
Yeah, it was that bad. So
this flight, though, United Airlines.
Just big balls of snakes everywhere.
It's awful. It's awful.
So I don't mind garter snakes, but yeah, this was
a gardener snake.
And it was, they were on a plane coming from Tampa. Somebody looked down and there was a snake at their feet. And everyone started screaming. They had to land the plane and catch it.
I would have lost my mind.
You're not bothered by snakes at all, though? Like,
no. Like, if I saw one, if somebody brought a snake into this room, wrapped around their neck, even if it was a dangerous snake, I probably wouldn't lose my mind.
Even the one when...
mice, I'm way worse with... I don't know what it is.
When
man,
we were
I
getting
can't
our,
stand mice.
Our boudoir photo shoot, and that snake was loose in the house, and the guy was like, if you see it, don't make eye contact.
I wonder.
And he was trying to kill their dog.
If they did something, if they made that up,
I don't know.
Because
he was in the vents, like he was searching the whole house for it. He was in the roof.
I think that guy smokes a lot.
Well, he had a pretty big grow thing. Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I thought that was some sort of way of just messing with us.
Maybe it might have been.
Yeah.
He seemed very serious. I don't know. Mice, though, I agree, are way worse. I would get garter snakes to take care of mice. We got a couple in the backyard. Like, I was cleaning out the shed the other day, and a mouse ran in front of me, and I couldn't go back in.
If you go online, actually, I'll show you on my Amazon.
Yeah.
I ordered these traps because the wood ones, I've given up on the old trap. They go to the Canadian Tire and buy a bag of traps. They'd never work properly.
Yeah.
I bought these traps on Amazon, and they work like a charm.
Hmm.
And you put a little peanut butter in there, and Bob's your uncle.
I've caught a couple with traps, so.
Yeah. These traps, though, you get like six in a box. I think they're Nova or something like that.
Okay.
They're black plastic, and for whatever reason, they work like they're just the cat's ass. Hmm. Yeah.
Is that a saying?
Snap. Cat's ass? That's a saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's a saying.
It makes me laugh.
Cat's ass, cat's pajamas.
Cat's pajamas, or cat's meow, I always hear.
Cat's ass, no.
It's a thing, yeah.
Okay, all
right. You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So when the news broke that Tiger got offered $1 billion to jump over to LIV from the PGA, it really wasn't disputed. Mm-hmm. Nobody said, no, we didn't. No.
Well, because they gave Phil Mickelson $200 million and yeah. Dustin Johnson $125. And so it was like, okay, Tiger Woods is going to get people watching their game. So maybe that's true, right?
Technically speaking, and maybe Greg Norman's just getting annoyed by the fact that offer got out, that it leaked, that it happened, and it's probably hurting them a little bit, right?
Maybe, yeah.
So I think he's sort of stepped in front of it, and he's like, nah, we didn't offer him $1 billion, but it would have worked out to $1 billion.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, what we did is we offered him money, and then we offered him like a share of Liv and whatever. The value of the deal would have been about $1 billion.
Yes, exactly.
But it wasn't $1 billion cash.
No, it wasn't like...
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't like a signing bonus.
Wasn't $1 billion in black garbage bags. It's still $1 billion.
It's still like a... Yeah. If Tiger thinks it's going to be successful, though, right?
Yeah.
You take a share in the company and then it fails. I mean, and then you've soured your name from maybe people that are loyal to the PGA Tour and...
Now, if you're sponsors. Tiger Woods, Grant Tiger Woods, okay, and you've had that career, you have your money, you've done all the things yeah. that Tiger did, and Liv comes up. Who's there? It's Greg. Ah, it's Greg. Put some shrimp on the Barbie. And he offers you $1 billion to go jump ship and go play for Liv.
If it's $1 billion cash, of course I'm doing it.
Okay.
Right?
Jimmy?
Oh, I would. I'd do it first.
No. You're not Jimmy.
You're already in the PGA.
You're not already, Jimmy. You're Tiger. You're Tiger Woods.
You're Tiger White.
Yeah.
Tabor Woods.
I think I would.
Tabor
Woods. Tabor Woods. I think that's already been one of my nicknames.
I don't think I would, honestly.
No? It depends. I guess I get why he would want to stay loyal to the PGA and his sponsorship deals and everything else, right? So
it's not always about money, guys.
But the thing is, though, like if you are Tiger Woods and he's been having some like medical issues, like with his stuff, dude, like that,
he's one of the richest athletes on the planet. The guy's got more money.
Would you do one more kick at the can to make a huge amount?
He's already a billionaire.
He talks a lot about how the PGA is set up and how it's motivating, right? Like yeah. you have to win to make money, and if you're not going to be successful.
Well, and in Live you don't get like rankings and stuff at their tournaments, like, so that
there are a couple of things that, yeah, he's competitive, he's one,
yeah, he wants to be ranked, like,
yeah, yeah. It means something to him, placement.
You were asking if Liv is making money. I was just kind of doing a little bit of reading, and it says they're having a hard time securing a TV deal. Because right now they're broadcasting like free on YouTube with no commercials. Mm-hmm. And then they're having trouble getting sponsors, and they're trying to do like a franchise. So it would be like Lachlan Cross, you buy this franchise of four golfers, and that's your team.
They're doing a couple of things, yeah, tournament-wise that's kind of fun,
mm-hmm,
right? But it's the kind of stuff you do with your buddies when you go out on a Saturday with the same group.
Right.
Right? It's that kind of stuff. So I don't know if that is going to translate into success as far as a franchise goes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's still an interesting conversation. I think this news is also part of the fact that they're struggling right now.
Right.
You know what? I think Tiger made the right move by staying out of it. Because if it goes sour, if it goes south, which it looks like it is,
mm-hmm,
then you're stuck with the cash and you're fighting to get into tournaments with the PGA.
Well, and then the PGA's mad at you. And
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think some of them care. Like, I don't think old Lefty cares about the PGA because they've always been mad at him. But Dustin, right?
Yeah.
He needs... If he's going to keep, well, he's on the back end too. All those guys that jumped ship were all on the back end of their, for the most part.
Looking for a big payday, right?
Yeah.
And now, Nerd News with James P. White, the first.
So the movie Black Adam is coming out. I believe it's coming out this weekend.
Friday, I think, yeah.
And so now Dwayne Johnson
is going to be big?
Yeah.
It's The Rock as a superhero.
They're saying it's
The Rock's had some misses, though.
Pretty violent. Like, I was reading that it was, they originally rated it R, and then
because of violence,
Marvel made a bunch of edits to bring it down to PG-13. But yeah,
because like it's like Black Adam is supposed to be like a.
He's just ignoring you now when you do that.
Yeah, he's an Egyptian god, but he's a bad guy.
He is. he's got the body of one.
Pierce Brosnan is in this, but Black Adam, who is played by The Rock, he's actually talking about he's wanting to fight Superman. So he wants in the next Superman movie Superman.
Didn't they already do this with Superman, with Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, but Batman and Black Adam have similar powers, like superpowers. So they both fly.
Doesn't have superpowers.
No, he has fancy gadgets and cars and.
Yeah, you just said.
I meant Black Adam.
Okay.
I thought I said Black Adam.
So Black Adam is actually got superpowers.
Yes.
Okay.
He can fly. He has super strength. All that jazz.
And they're doing another Superman movie. They're talking about it, right?
Maybe this is the Superman movie that they're talking about.
The lead up to that or something.
Yeah.
But the reason why this is even coming out is to get the buzz going because Black Adam is hitting the theaters.
You're excited for Black Adam?
It's a cool, like it's having the Justice Society of America involved. it's going to be cool.
Okay. All right. I want you to want bag milk. Bag milk. Bag milk. Bag milk. Bag milk. All right. What's going on? What the hell's happening, bag milk?
Panic. I'm honestly surprised at the panic a little bit.
It feels like the season's over, doesn't it?
It's wild. Like last night, I'm doing the beach pass. I'm doing my usual thing post game. You always thought that they just got knocked out of the playoffs last night. It's wild. Like last night against Buffalo, the reality is the Oilers were, they had moments where they were sloppy, but they were the better team for the most part.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to credit a goalie that stands on his head.
I did. See a story on Oilers Nation that the last 3 out of 4 Stanley Cup winners started their seasons that year that they won the cup 1 and 2. So,
well, and there's just like, this year, even the other night, Toronto lost against Arizona. Tampa Bay started 1 and 2. Minnesota's 0 and 3. Like this early part of the season, I think people are putting a little bit too much stock into it. That said, the Oilers have a lot of stuff they need to clean up in their game. They were super sloppy at points last night. They let in 3 goals in the opening minutes of the first and second period. Obviously, you need to cut that junk out. But like, I gotta say, I'm a little bit surprised that people are already walking to the bridge.
It feels like they're maybe feeling the pressure a little bit of like the pressure to perform and to get deep in the playoffs, and they're not comfortable on the ice. And that's because it's not like they're not getting out there and trying at the start of the game.
No.
It's just. They're making mistakes and
slow. That last night was again another slow start,
but it was a lot of like poor passes and
they couldn't make a 5-foot pass to save their lives last night.
Yeah.
There was a lot of drop passes to no one in particular, and it was just those are details that at the end of the season last year, when the Oilers were really rolling going into the playoffs, they weren't making these mistakes. And I imagine, I assume, I believe they're going to clean all this stuff up. But
yeah,
it's not ideal. I'm not going to say that it's ideal to start 1 and 2, but I also don't think it's the end of the world either.
Another sort of factor in this is a team like the Oilers with such a secure lineup, like top to bottom, they don't use the preseason like the teams like Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone is on the ice for Buffalo, fighting for a spot. A lot of young guys. Like you're seeing this with the teams that don't have a secure lineup. They seem more prepared right now.
A little more ready.
Because they
to go.
Had 9 games to get going. Whereas they kind of rested the top 6 for the most part through the preseason for the Oilers. So they're just, maybe these games are kind of like blowing a little bit of rust off. Maybe?
Yeah, 100%. They're
looking for any excuse.
Well, I've always got room for excuses, but there's also the reality is the Oilers need some of their guys to get going.
Yeah.
Evander Kane, no goals. Zach Hyman, no goals. Kaylor Yamamoto, no goals. Puljujarvi, no goals. Holloway got absolutely blown up last night.
Like, clean hit. Clean hit.
Yeah, that was a clean hit.
Yeah.
It was a suey by Warren Fogle. Unfortunately, Dylan Holloway took the brunt of it. Labushkin absolutely tagged him, but that's a clean hit. And I get it. You don't want to see your guys getting rocked like that, but you know that's part of hockey, unfortunately.
I hope he's okay because he really, he's blown me away in the last month or so. So to see him walk off like that last night was a little bit tough. I want to get into this a little bit with respect to the Edmonton Oilers and where we're going. Is it safe to say that if... No, I don't even want to say it. I was going to say if we have... You know, the first 30 games where we're in the hole. I shouldn't even be saying it out loud.
It's just like 30 games is like a 100 years from now, it feels like.
Yeah. But
I don't know. Like, I think you were right initially, Locke, where they're rusty. They're sloppy. They couldn't connect on passes. The breakouts aren't working. The guys are flying the zone a little bit early. They're not supporting each other down low. It's just these are details they're going to clean up. I'm not like if I had a 1 to 10, oh my God, oh meter, I'm still at 0.
No,
it's annoying for
no,
sure.
No but, worry about Jack Campbell?
No, no.
That's where I was going to go, actually.
Like, it's just a no.
Okay.
I mean, the thing on Saturday night, like if you look at those goals against the Flames on Saturday night, which ones are we blaming Campbell for? Was it the breakaways? Was it the seeing eye shots through traffic? Was it his defenseman completely gaffing on plays where they could clear the puck out? I mean, yeah, you don't want your starter pulled, of course, but like, come on. The team in front of him needs to give him a little support too.
I can't remember if it was you or one of the other Oiler Nation guys that tweeted like, Jack Campbell just needs to get used to our style of defense here in Edmonton, which is zero defense.
Yeah, which is absolutely none at all. Yeah. Or I'm also floating the idea that the Oilers bring in Mike Smith to stand on the bench and yell at everybody because maybe that's what they need
that's
too.
That's not a horrible plan. The one thing about last night's game that I noticed, and I've been noticing this over the last couple of years, but my God, this game is getting fast. Both teams, like even Buffalo, just flying. Everyone is just flying. Is it just me? Like, is it?
No.
No, okay.
It's not. This game's getting fast, and the guys, like, Buffalo is a team that's rebuilding. Nobody expects them to really do a whole lot this year.
Yeah.
But as you can see,
Thompson,
they have players, like Tage Thompson, that's not even a real name as far as I can say. But they have players that if you make a mistake, they're going to burn you for it. The NHL is too good, bottom to top, that you have to be ready. You can't just go into games expecting to win or you will lose like the Oilers did last night. And again, Eric Comrie played great. Career high, 46 saves. Ridiculous. But the Oilers made mistakes and ended up in the back of the net.
Grant brought up a really good point about the Comrie kid. Why is his nickname not the Brick?
Yeah.
He's a goalie.
His dad started the Brick.
Brick. I was calling him the Brick kid this morning.
It just makes perfect sense. But then you know how it goes, Grant. Like, nicknames in the NHL are so boring. His name is probably like Comzy or something.
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
No there's no thought put into it. It's just
Comzy.
What's your first name, Eric? Or your Eric C.
Yeah, Eric. That's just all they do. It's so boring.
Yeah. I'm worried about where we're at right now based on my love for trolling other franchises.
That's and
I don't know how I'm going to be able to continue saying things like the team that was that has the best chance of winning the all the Canadian teams winning the Stanley Cup lost again last night. I don't know how long I can continue to be using stuff like that if the Oilers continue to lose, right? And I was hoping to go the whole season, if I'm being honest.
Well, this is a problem. Like, we need the boys to turn this around, too, because my mentions on Twitter are a real mess because I was insufferable all summer long. So I really need this to turn around, not just because I want the Oilers to win, but for my own personal enjoyment and ability to troll. This is very important, Locke. We need to figure this out ASAP.
Yeah, figure it out so we can keep trolling. Bag Milk from Oilers Nation, thanks for your time, my friend.
Thanks, boys.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Not the kind of threesome you would wish for, but it's probably going to be the only threesome you'll ever get.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.